The federal government's proposed religious freedom bill has, as expected, led to a standoff between conservative Christians and some in the LGBT community. But has a key group been lost in the debate? Australia is home to dozens of religious minorities, and legal expert Dr. Renee Barker of the University of Western Australia says they are especially vulnerable here. She's speaking to RN's Andrew West.
The bill was launched in the Great Synagogue in Sydney, yet the debate has all been about the Christian beliefs and LGBTI issues, Israel Folau. But it was launched in the Great Synagogue, and this is the group that's being overlooked, not Jews specifically, but minority faiths. We're debating about the powerful, about the Christian groups, the largest single religious group here in Australia. But the people for whom this bill is really going to matter, who could make a really significant difference in their lives, are the minority groups, the vulnerable, the small, those who do not have a large and powerful voice.
Does the proposed bill, in your view, adequately cover the rights of religious minorities?
I think it has the potential to. My concern with the bill as it's currently been drafted is it's been drafted in response to specific incidents. So as we all know, that the genesis for this is the recommendations from the Religious Freedom Review, from the Ruddock Review, and they recommended that we have a Religious Discrimination Act to go alongside our many other federal discrimination acts. But the legislation, so many of the provisions focus in on specific incidences, though. So things that happened during the same-sex marriage plebiscite, the Israel Folau incident. And as a result, it focuses very heavily on those groups. That almost underplays the real power of the bill, which is simply to prohibit religious discrimination.
So those incidents that you're talking about, Renee, the most prominent of those included a Catholic bishop in Tasmania who was brought before an anti-discrimination commission because he published a church doctrine on family and marriage that some objected to, and of course Israel Folau and his tweets. But those incidents, don't they crystallise what this debate is about?
They're important to the extent that they remind us that we need to keep an eye on issues around freedom of religion and religious discrimination. But ultimately, they're two debates about powerful men who are able to use the legal system as it existed at the time to defend themselves. Israel Folau is still going through that process. And in the case of Bishop Porteous of Tasmania, his case actually didn't even go to court. They went through the conciliation process, as was required by the Tasmanian legislation. Then the other party dropped the case. And what I think, while they crystallise it to a certain extent, they bring it to public consciousness, and to the extent that that is useful, then that is, it's good that these cases are a part of the law. But to the extent that they distract from or avert our gaze from the weak and the vulnerable, I think is really unfortunate.
You mentioned the weak and the vulnerable. In your piece for ABC Online, you also make a very important point. You refer to unpopular religious minorities. What do you mean there, and why is it so important to protect the rights of quote-unquote unpopular religious minorities?
So I was actually quoting Chief Justice Latham, a former Chief Justice of our High Court, who gave a very long judgment way back in the time of the Second World War about Jehovah's Witnesses, who at the time were a really unpopular minority. They opposed the war effort, not because they supported Germany or Japan at all, but because they opposed war. And they were therefore deeply unpopular in the Australian populace. And the case that he was quoted in, they were trying to ban the Jehovah's Witnesses. And part of that came out of that deep unpopularity. And if we see today, we have a number of religious beliefs and practices which are considered to be deeply unpopular. And I hate to use the example, but Islam, and particularly fundamentalist Islam, people are very suspicious of. There's, every now and again, you get this argument, people want to bring Sharia into Australia and therefore we should ban Islam or ban wearing of certain clothing or restrict certain practices. These are examples of religions which are deeply unpopular. And it is very hard, therefore, for those religious groups to use the normal political processes to advance their rights to practice their religion. Because they're unpopular, though, in a democracy where the majority vote wins, it's very hard for unpopular groups to advance that right. It is incumbent upon the majority to help them protect it.
That's Law Professor Renee Barker there, the author of State and Religion, The Australian Story.